Another Republican vying for the White House spent today in Florida. Herman Cain has been struggling recently, first with allegations of sexual harassment, and he is still answering questions about his fumbling response earlier this week when asked about Libya. NPR's Greg Allen caught up with Cain in Miami.
Herman Cain followed a path well worn by other presidential candidates to the Versailles restaurant on Miami's 8th Street, Cayocho, and he played to the largely Cuban-American crowd.
Freedom for Cuba now!
Florida is where Cain for a time became a front-runner, winning the GOP straw poll here 2 months ago. In the past week, though, he's dropped back in the polls, running second or third behind Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney. On his campaign swing through Florida, he's trying to recapture some of that momentum. This week, he raised questions about his foreign policy expertise when he fumbled for an answer after the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel editorial board asked him whether he agreed with President Obama on Libya.
Got all this stuff twirling around in my head. Specifically, whether you ask me, did I agree or not disagree with Obama?
In Miami, after sampling some Cuban coffee and a croquette, Cain talked to the crowd about his plans for tax reform.
Nueve, nueve, nueve!
And apparently referring to his mishap with the Journal Sentinel, he said he's sometimes criticized because he's never held public office.
I'm criticized that I don't know this and I don't know that and I don't know that and I don't know this. You know, a leader doesn't have to know everything. But a leader needs to know something. And I can tell you what I do know. I know how to surround myself with good people. And I know the right questions to ask in order to solve the problem.
That answer satisfied many of the Cain supporters in the crowd, including Juan Fiol, who runs a real estate company in Miami. Fiol said he was voting for Cain because he's a businessman, not a politician.
So if he's not fully fluent in foreign policy yet, then that's fine. I'm sure a good CEO would surround himself with people who do know foreign policy, like, Gingrich.
Fiol and others I spoke to said they like Cain, but if he fades, they'll happily settle on Gingrich, Romney, or one of the other Republican candidates. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.